Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. Dave Schmidt, I'm your host here again tonight on the Sedona Connection, and we want to welcome everybody. This is the June 12th program. And yes, I'm here in my home in Boca Raton, Florida. It's the evening of June 12th, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow, because tomorrow I get on, you know, the big jet, the big plane, and I head off to Amsterdam tomorrow. It'll be a wonderful time to be there with the folks in Europe on Saturday. So with that, I want to say, Blanca, welcome this evening. How are you doing this fine evening?
Doing great, great, Dave, and had a nice day, productive day. It's feeling like summer now. It gets very warm during the middle part of the day, and then gets a little cooler at night. It's very nice. How about you?
Being in Florida, it's, you know, the subtropical climate, so it's like, you know, it gets up to 88 to 90 degrees, and it only gets down to 78 at night. You know, a little bit different than the mountains of Arizona. And you're starting to feel the humidity is starting to pick up. They say that it does here in the summertime. And they say July and August are the tough months, but we'll see. We'll be able to figure this out. Okay. I'm getting notes on, some says sound is all good, some are saying not loud enough on Facebook. Let me turn this up just a little bit more there. And then if I can, I'll turn up my speaker's volume there just a little bit too. Now let's see how that goes. So yeah, so folks on Facebook, if you want to put a little notes in there about how does it sound in there, because, you know, Blanca and I know what it sounds like to each other, but we don't know what it sounds like out there to you guys. And so we always try to get this volume recorded and everything, so that's going well. But let's see here, I can change that just a little bit, and that might change some stuff there too. So yes, that's about all I had. I just got a couple of announcements here. Blanca, is there anything else you want to share with us before I go into these announcements?
No, I think we're ready to hear the announcements, and it sounded like you also wanted to give us a quick update, so I'm all ears.
Yes, and I only have a few announcements tonight, and then tonight's program is basically just going to be a recap of, you know, why are we here? What's the history of this exchange? Why is this happening, and why are we having the opportunity to be involved in that? Before I get into that, let me say, yes, I head off to Amsterdam tomorrow. Now, next week, folks, there will be no live program. I'm in Amsterdam, and that means to do a live program at 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. It's 2 a.m. in Amsterdam. I'm sorry, folks, I'm not going to get up at 2 a.m. to do a program, okay? Because unless something urgent happens, then it's extremely important. But if nothing comes up in the next week, I'm not doing a live 2 a.m. program from Amsterdam. But I did talk with Robert Dunlap today with Meta One Coin. He's got lots of great new announcements that he wants to share with the folks. He's going to share live at the workshop in Amsterdam. But what Robert and I are going to do, we're going to do a Skype recording, and then I will send that out in the newsletter next week to give his update. He basically said things are just about ready to go. Now, for Meta One Coin going live, what they've been waiting for is to get the bank set up. And the biggest thing that's been taking the longest on the bank is establishing, you know, the debit card that the bank will have. And he says that is just about ready to go. He's been kind of gallivanting around the world, setting up, you know, relationships with other banks. He's heading off to another, you know, let's see, he's been out of town for a little bit, both in Nicole and some personal stuff. They get back tomorrow, and then on Friday he heads out of the country again to do some work for setting all this stuff up. So, but all of that, seems to be going very, very good, and everything is getting ready to go. He did say that they're bringing in billions of more new assets to the coin, and that means the coin has the ability to go up again. So, but he programs it over a period of time, so it just doesn't spike all at once. But we'll talk about that on the recording that we have that for the program next week. But it'll be a recorded program because I'll be in Amsterdam, and I'm not going to come on live at 2 a.m. unless it's something urgent. Okay? So with that, also, I do want to recommend to everybody, again, that, you know, plan for the first weekend in November, the weekend of November 4th. We are going to have a cruise. It'll be a four-day cruise. It'd be like, you know, you leave on Thursday, come back on Sunday, 4 days, three nights. It'd be out here in the Fort Lauderdale or Miami area. And so those details will come later, but I'm saying that now so that, you know, you'll be able to plan for that, you know, period of time if you'd like to join us on that. So that's basically all the announcements that I have tonight. Blanca, anything else you'd want to share with us?
No, I don't think so. The cruise sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. You did a cruise in Europe, didn't you? And it was kind of nice to be able to share extra time with the folks there.
Well, yeah, actually, it was the folks from Norway. They have a very well-organized group, and it was their annual meeting. And so what they did for their annual meeting, they did a two-day cruise. And so they invited me to come, and so I was on the two-day cruise, and we basically went from Oslo, Norway, down to Kiel, Germany. And that was it takes about 22 hours, something like that. And then, you know, I didn't go on shore. I mean, what am I going to do going on shore in Kiel, Germany for only 3 hours and get back on the boat again? So I didn't need to do that. So, but yes, I basically ran almost a full program there, and they had a lot of the business, and it was a great time for them. And yet we still had all the experiences of being on the cruise ship. So it was a great experience. Yeah.
Right.
Cool. There was one other thing I wanted to say. I wanted to mention. I can't remember what it is right off. Maybe I'll come up with that. But there was something that came and just crossed my mind, and it's not right now. It's not there. But those are the things. That I'm in Amsterdam next week. The workshop after that will be in the New York City area in late July. All that schedule is on my website. It's on the newsletter. And then also, I said no live program next week, but we will have an update from Robert on Meta1Coin, and everything is looking very, very good on that. So, okay. Well, with that, anything else? It'll probably be a short program tonight because didn't have much on announcements, and this is just a review, and I won't be going into a lot of detail on this tonight. So, anything you want to share with us?
No, it's nice when you do these periodic overviews because we get to hear if there's a something additional that because time passes and things you learn something different, or we just get confirmation that we're on the right track. So it's nice to get these updates, you know, periodically about, you know, what this story is about. And also you get new listeners coming in. It's nice for them to have the benefit of the whole story. So I think it's good that you do that occasionally.
Well, this whole concept of this currency exchange, you know, you go out and you buy a little bit of Vietnamese dong, and you can you know, spend a couple thousand dollars and you get, like, you know, millions in return. It's hard to believe that that's even possible, that's even true. And people will say, you got to be crazy. I mean, try explaining that to your friends. What they say, huh? You know, what did you take? What world are you living in? You know, and I did my work. I did my homework. I did my background on this. And I started on this about a little over 5 years ago to try to understand what really was going on. And the longer I was in it, the more networking I was able to establish, the deeper I was able to get into it. But I'd always known about what were called these dragon families that were basically based out of Asia. These are ancient historical families, but they trace their genealogies back thousands and thousands of years. And I'd come to find out there's actually today, there's about 128 of these families in this, what you call this large family clan, these different clans that are there. And they have kept their family genealogies very tight and secure for thousands of years. Now, in the workshops, I say it really goes beyond what is just the dragon families, because you have to understand who they are. This is what I share in the workshops. We have to go back and understanding how these Sumerian tablets that are coming out of the archaeological and the genealogical history that have been coming out in the last 30 to 40 years, are totally rewriting our history. And this is history that has not made its way yet into our universities. But in these ancient Sumerian tablets, it talks about the alien race called the Anunnaki. And folks, we can't deny them anymore, their existence. The evidence is so absolute, so solid, and so strong. And who they were, that they were basically were a race from another planet, and they came to Earth to mine the gold that was here because they needed this gold on their home planet. And they have this longevity gene that they could live to be 300,000 to 400,000 years of our Earth years old. Well, they were here and they were mining this gold for around 200,000 to 300,000 years, and they finished. And when they were done, they said that they had received what they called a divine decree from what we would call God, you know, from the divine creator, said they were to establish these royal bloodline families that would rule over the humans until the right appointed time. And that these families, because they're so ancient and they've been around for over 25, 30,000 years, they're not all the same. Some of them are very benevolent. Some of them understand the mission and the purpose of what they have. And others got caught up in the greed, and they're very malevolent. They basically are some of the people in the power that are behind what we call those cabal. Well, the ones that are the benevolent ones, they have this gold, and a lot of this gold was the gold that was left over from the Anunnaki mining days. And they knew that there would come this right appointed time to release all of this, the funds from this gold to humanity for their purpose of their own shift and change in evolutionary process. Now, if you understand the history of the Anunnaki, and they were masters and geneticists, as you know, understanding the DNA and the genes that we have within us, they said that they were the ones that created what we call these Homo sapien bodies. And when they did that, for basically the first couple hundred thousand years, what we call human Homo sapien bodies, we were just slaves, mining slaves, is all that we were. But after a period of time, the humanity began to go through its own growth and maturity and development and its evolutionary process. And it basically, they said that they had received this decree, again, from what we would call God, saying, because you have, in essence, have created this new race of what we call these humans, it's your responsibility to see their evolutionary development process. Well, they knew that would take, that would be something that would take place over literally, you know, hundreds of thousands of years is what it would be. But there would come a point in time that we were ready to make our next, what was called, evolutionary leap. And these cycles go through, they're about 26,000 year cycles. Well, in 2012, we entered a new one of those cycles, is what we did. We entered this new 26,000 year era. And every time that happens, humanity is ready to go through another major shift. Now, this shift doesn't happen just boom overnight. It takes place over a couple hundred years. And if you think we haven't gone through a dramatic shift, go back 160 to 180 years and look where we were. We didn't have electricity. We didn't have steam engines. We didn't have technology. We were basically from 200 years ago for the previous 5 to 10,000 years, it was flat. And then all of a sudden, in the last 160 to 200 years, we've gone through this huge spike and shift and change to where we have all the technology of today. We're traveling to the moon. We can communicate with each other in rapid time over the internet all around the world. You know, this is huge shifts and change in a very short period of time when you look at the longer frame of humanity. We've gone through that. Well, we're now ready to enter the next phase. And the next phase isn't so much about the physical things of this world as much as it's about the intuitive inner part of our life. What is called our spiritual development, our spiritual awareness and understanding, and our evolutionary growth and process. Well, to do that, though, we have to be able to free ourselves from the various forms of slavery that we've been in. And one of the dominant forms of slavery placed on humanity over the last thousands and thousands of years has been a financial slavery. When you go back, 3, 5, 10,000 years of history, what you've seen is that the human race has been dominated by a very elite few of kings, monarchs, and dictators, and they've kept the masses of humanity in various forms of financial slavery. And some of it is just flat-out abject poverty. We still live in a world on this planet Earth that over 50% of the human population, close to 4 billion people, still live on less than $10 a day. For the vast majority of the rest of us, we're slaves to our jobs. Our standard of living is higher and better, but we're not totally free financially within ourselves. And so they knew, the dragon families knew, that the release of these funds would be the first step in our next step in this process of this evolutionary growth. And it would be the releasing of these literally scores and scores of trillions of dollars of value of gold that they have. I've made 4 trips to Hong Kong. 4 times I've met with these dragon families. I have, and there are others that out there that are involved in this that I have not met with. I know of four different groups that have worked directly and communicated with these dragon families that have an immense amount of money. From different of those sources, I've been told that they already have bank accounts in banks in Hong Kong that literally have somewhere between 40 and 60 zeros in them, and it's all backed by the collateral of this gold. And this gold has been kept very private. It's never been public. It's never been out there to the world. And the reason is because the money supply here on Earth for hundreds of years has been dominated by what we would call that cabal. And the benevolent dragon families knew if they started releasing this money too soon, all it would do would be get back into the hands of that cabal, and they would just become more powerful and more controlling. So they had to wait until things changed, circumstances changed, technology changed, and these powerful cabal elite could be, I use the term, neutered. They aren't eliminated. They aren't going to kill them. They aren't going to wipe them out. But their power is taken away from them. And part of that neutering is releasing of these funds, because there's so much money that is going to be released that it neuters their ability to have control and domination over all of it. The other part of it is there's going to be basically a new quantum computer banking system that's going to be established, so that this money will also be able to be released over an appropriate period of time on a step-by-step basis, and you won't have it all released all at the same time, so it blows up the global economy. And also it keeps it out of the hands of the cabal. Now, part of the, and so there was a couple ways they're doing this. Some of this is, there's two parts of this. There's the currency exchange, and then there are the bond exchanges. Now, I'm not involved in bonds, so don't go asking me about the bond. I am familiar with some of the people that are involved with the bonds. The bonds are basically at the larger scale. The bonds are basically for what you would call basically the whales, or the very big ones, and they're going to have a lot of money that is released to them, and their purpose for having these bonds released is so that they take that money out and put it to work. They're not accumulating this wealth to become more powerful and wealthy and say, look at me, I'm now a multi-billionaire, and I'm, you know, worth just as much as Bill Gates, you know, and Jeff Bezos. That isn't the way it's going to go, folks. This is being released to business people who run businesses, who know how to take large sums of money and put it to work in a very rapid manner. And by putting it to work, it's helping to shift and change the global economy. It's helping to create jobs and education and higher standards of living for these 4 billion people that are still living on less than $10 a day. And it's also helping to create jobs at our level as well. That's the whole purpose for that. So the bonds is the first thing. The currency is the other part of it. Now, when they first started doing this, it was never the plan to bring everyday folks like you and me into this. Now, I don't understand the full process of that, but through a process, it came down to the fact that everyday folks like you and me were able to be part of this through the purchasing of these currencies. And right now, I'm being told through the various sources, there's somewhere around 60 to 80,000 people out there that are in what's called this round one that will be paid through their currencies. Now, don't ask me how and when and all that kind of stuff, because we don't have those answers yet. There's a very high probability it's not going to get paid all at once, but it's going to be allowed to be phased out over a period of time. There's also, for those of you that are involved in the round one, which means those are the people that I have already collected your currency, where I operated as an aggregator. And right now, folks, there's only about 500 or 600 people that I have that are in round one that I've brought in through the 17,000 people on my newsletter list. So it shows you how small that round one is from my perspective. Now, there's lots of others that are out there, but what I was dependent upon when a broker would call me up and say, you get X number of days to bring in this type of currency, and how much can you bring in? And I had a very short window and period of time to put all that together and bring all that in. And those were the people that were involved in round one. And I did what I always said I would do. If I got that call, I'd always turn to my most recent workshop, and I would allow those people to come in. Because, see, I could turn to maybe 80 to 140 people to bring, you know, bring that much in. I couldn't turn to 17,000. That would be total chaos. There was no way I was able to do that. So the people that were involved with me with Maryland were the people that were just fortunate, lucky, whatever you want to say, to be in the right place, the right time. Because if I had gotten that call 3 weeks earlier or 3 weeks later, it would have been a totally different group of people that were involved in round one. So, and that process is, has gone through some various broker stages to where it was turned into the processing office. And this processing office is overseen by U.S. Treasury. They have contracts with U.S. Treasury and also with the IMF of all these funds being released. Now, what I'm being told is the new quantum computer system, and I don't know this for certain, but this is how I understand it at this time, is they will release all the funds to your account, but they will not all be spendable. You will, there will be a certain percentage that you will be able to have up front, and then if you want money beyond that, you have to make application for it, saying, okay, I want to buy a house for my parents, and I need $400,000 for that. So you would make an application. You say, I want $400,000 for this reason. And they, and then they would say, okay, this is the date that that will be released to you. They do that so they control the ebb and flow of the money where not too much money is being put out there all at one time. But that's how it's being explained to me. That's probably how it's going to happen and operate. You are also going to be required to sign an extensive affidavit agreement that you understand that there are only certain things that the funds can be used for. Now, it's very, very broad, but what you're saying is you cannot use it for any type of criminal activity. And you're also signing an agreement that they have the right to see how you spend your money. They're not going to micromanage you. They're not going to limit you to certain things. The issue is, let's say some of this money goes 3, 4, 5 levels down, and all of a sudden they're detecting that there's some criminal activity where that money's being spent. They want to know the line and where that got to and how it got to. Did that person go through the right steps to make sure that that wasn't happening? And they also do this so that way they can control that this money doesn't get into the hands of criminal activity and it doesn't get into the hands of those cabal-dominant people. That's the reason they do that. And this new computer system that they have, we are being told, it has the ability to trace money 12 levels down. So if you want to participate in this process, that is an affidavit statement that you're going to have to sign. That number one, you're going to allow them to be able to trace how you spend your money. Number two, that also there are certain things that it cannot be spent on. But, you know, folks, the vast majority, we have no problem with that. Absolutely none. Because it says they're not going to be hiring 20 and 30,000 people to watch your bank account every single day. No. That's not it at all. They're not interested in that. And they're not going to micromanage how you spend your money as long as it's being, it's, the purpose of it is to put it to work. It's to be put to work to stimulate economies and create jobs all around the world and to shift and change our whole complete global financial picture. Now, this is a process that's not going to happen in just boom, one shot overnight. This is a process that will probably go on for a couple of decades in the amount of money that they have to release. But this is the, when you look at the bigger picture, this is all about us as a human race being able to step into the shift and change that we're going through. Now, in the last couple of programs, I've been talking about the shift and change of energy that's taking place in our planet and how we're perceiving this and what kind of energy you're bringing into this. If there's anything I can encourage you to do is always, always, always stay positive. Stay in that place of gratitude. Stay in that place of thankfulness. Stay in that place of anticipation that this can be coming forward for you. Now, I don't know, I have said that we have a round one and that has to be completely finished, and then the second part of it will be a round two. And those are the rest of the people that are on my list. Now, I don't know when round two is going to take place. I don't have any control about how much money is going to be released there. I have no control over what the rates are going to be. That will be dependent on what these people at the top, how much more funds they're going to be willing to release. That's what it will be dependent upon. And we won't know that until we get there. So all I know is that I am committed to doing everything I can to be basically a person who is a logistical supplier of being able to bring round two funds to you. But I cannot promise anything on that because I have no control over that. See, there's different levels in this process. I am what is called an aggregator. I aggregate funds from people, and then I basically turn those funds over to brokers and buyers is what I do. And I've done my homework. I've made sure that they're legitimate. I've made sure that they are credible people in this process. I've been able to verify where the funds are coming from, how they got their funds, where this money come from, and why it's involved in this process. And so what I've shared with you tonight is basically the bigger picture of why this is happening, what its purpose is, the shift and change that we're going through, and these funds are designed to basically be released into the global economy to totally create a larger shift and change in humanity being set free from our hundreds, if not thousands, of years of financial slavery, where the whole world gets to move into what we call, you know, middle class standards and up. That's the purpose of what's going on here. Well, that's pretty much it. That was pretty much all that I wanted to share tonight. But this is one of those programs that will be brief. It will be quick, but it'll be. This is one that you can share with people, and they don't have to go listening to a whole hour program, because what we basically had here was about 20 minutes of an update of a background of why this is taking place. Remember, I've done my work. I know where their funds are coming from. I know how they got them. I know which bank that they're in. I just don't know when that's going to be released, because the people who are deciding that, none of them are talking. So, with Blanca, that's it.
Well, that's a good update,
yes,
Dave. Now, like everything today that's talked about, there's usually 4 to 5 perspectives on a given topic. And so I just wanted to know if you had any particular perspective on the new quantum, you know, financial system, anything that you want to say about how you see it, what your thoughts about it are, or if not, just because there's so many opinions about it.
Well, it's going to be a new computerized system that, as I said, it allows in the banking industry to track and follow the funds 12 layers down. And my understanding, I can be wrong in this. I'm explaining it to you as it's been explained to me, but I don't have all the full details on it. Let's say, you know, you had X number of dong and you're getting paid an X amount of rate back. They will release all of that into your account, but you don't get to spend all that money freely all at one time. They will only allow a certain percentage of that to be spent, and then the rest you have to apply for it as you want it. And they do that to basically control the ebb and flow of the money supply, and that's the purpose for that. That's how it's been explained to me.
All right, very good. And so then, is it in your opinion, when people follow articles or updates on that particular system, is that something that you see linked to the release of the funds?
I don't know.
Okay.
There is so much that is going on out there that's being reported. And the stuff that's being reported, the bottom line is most of it is just stories. And these stories have very little that is solid and credible and tangible to back them up. And that's why I don't recommend at all that you start reading any of these blog sites, because they've just been wrong over and over and over and over and over again. They're never right and they're never correct. And their false reporting is what is going on, attempting to suck people in. And I can tell you what I do know is that the real people with the real money never, never, never come out into the public. They never do. You and I will never know who the real people with the real money are until it comes time to release it. I might know it at my level, but that's about it. So there's all kinds of people that are always talking about money, but they can never tell you where the money's coming from and who has it. So, yeah.
Right. And so I wanted to give you the opportunity to say that, because just like there's all many, I mean, I could count 20 different perspectives on the currency exchange or reset, or, you know, people have different ways they approach this topic. it's the same thing with the new quantum financial system. And I just wanted your listeners to get a chance to also understand that the same thing's happening with that topic. There's, you know,
sure.
20 different opinions, and a lot of it is disinfo.
Let me address also, because the questions are coming up on Facebook, about the difference between the currency exchange and the humanitarian funding of projects. Right now, my primary focus is the currency exchange. Now, humanitarian funding of projects is a different story, and I used to always feel that they were going to be tied together and they were coming from the same sources. And I'm getting different reports on that now, and I can't give you a solid answer because I don't have. All I know is humanitarian funding of projects is supposedly something that is coming later, and you will be able to apply to give money away to certain humanitarian aid issues around the world. I don't have details on that. I don't know who are the specifics that are funding. All I know, there's a lot of Dragon Family sources that are saying, yes, they are doing that. But we don't have the tangible details at this time. So please understand, humanitarian aid funding and currency exchange are two entirely separate issues. Don't confuse the two. And a lot of that is shifting and changing, and all I can say is that we'll cross that bridge when we get there on the humanitarian funding of projects. Because there's just been some shifting and changing reports, and the stuff is hard. It's been difficult to get tangible information on that. So.
Right. So things are nebulous, and then people have 20 or 30 different opinions of it, so it can get pretty messy. The other thing, just to see if I can understand or confirm, it sounded like you said that whatever exchange rate, and we're talking about currency exchange, that's the one we're addressing, that they would deposit the full amount into your own personal account or wherever you directed it, but that there would only be a certain percentage that would be immediately available. Is that correct?
That's how it's been explained to me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was just got a note that my site on Facebook just went down. No video.
Uh-oh.
Wow. You know, that happened. That was what I wanted to talk about. That happened last week.
Oh.
And I don't know what it was or the reason why that happened, why all of a sudden just boom. But I guess it's back to the fact that I'm going to have to start finding another source other than Facebook, because it looked like I don't know if I'm getting attacked on there, that's shutting the video down. But we had the problem
right
last week. Now, another person says, no, you're good. I'm still good. And I'm watching it, and it seems to be still coming through and be doing okay. Now, here's what I'm going to do. There's about a 20 to 30-second delay from when I'm live to what comes up on Facebook. But let me do this. I'm going to wave, and then I'm going to see in about 20 seconds if it shows up on Facebook. And if it does, it means everything is fine. And people are commenting, no, everything is great. They can still hear the video. They can still see the video. And yes, okay, no, Facebook is still going fine. So somebody said it went down, but everybody else is in. We're good. But okay, so that's still good. But Blanca, that's about all I have for the program tonight. Anything else you want to share with us? Anything else you want to add to that?
Yes, because so I think I heard you say that your understanding was that there would be a certain percentage of the funds that, even though they were deposited in your account. Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, all of a sudden it sounded like we got a crosstalk there. That a certain percentage would be available. The rest of the funds that were in your account would be basically released on a application basis. So, and I guess it's getting too nitty gritty if we'd say, is it for, you know, even if you needed another couple of thousand versus, you know, 300,000 for a house. I don't know if it went into that much detail.
I have absolutely no idea on those details. I have no idea. I cannot comment. And all I'm saying is that's how it's been explained to me. Okay.
Sure.
So I don't know. I don't know. And yet that may not be absolutely solid, because it's like, we haven't gotten the real hard tangibles about how this process is going to operate yet. So,
right.
Yeah.
And as usual, you're just being upfront and reporting what you're learning, and that's much appreciated. And then if you learn something different, then you share that. So at least we know, you know, what the current thought is, and we've been in this long enough to know that things shift. Things shift over time.
All I know is, folks, I would say don't depend on this money for your living expenses or to bail you out of an emergency. Don't plan on it, because we have absolutely no idea how long this is going to take before this stuff comes through. And it's important to understand this is not about you and me. We are at the very, very bottom of the totem pole and getting to be the benefactors of a much larger picture of all this stuff happening. We're the fortunate benefactors, but so, I mean, I'll get people that email and say, would you please tell your sources to release the money because, you know, I've got this desperate financial situation where I need this. And I said, folks, they don't care about you, okay? They're looking at the 8 billion people on this planet, and they don't care about your financial need. I mean, and I'm being, you know, kind of tactful when I say that. I'm trying to say it's not about us, and they aren't going to listen to you and your need to make a decision. Okay, I'll release it now because you got this financial need, but yet it's going to blow up the whole rest of the system. I mean, you know, no, they look at the big global picture about what all is taking place, and this has global implications in it. So, okay? Anything else? Want to share?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, we only had one person tonight that said he was going to call, and yet we know who that guy is, and he's a very normal Carl. I don't really think we need to go to him tonight. Let's just keep the program short tonight so it can be a great program that people can share with their families and everything, and or families and friends, to just kind of give an update of what's going on. So are we ready to call it a night?
I think so, Dave. Thank you.
Well, thank you, folks, for joining us. Let's see. I'm looking for the jingle to come up, and there it is. Thank you for joining us. Hope you know about it.